Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Yesterday, Vice President Biden spoke to the largest annual meeting of cancer researchers in the world in Chicago.
Imagine if you all work together. I've had a chance to speak with the head of each one of these organizations. You're spending hundreds of millions of dollars. Imagine if it was coordinated.
We choose to go to the moon, he might as well have been saying. Vice President Biden was in Chicago promoting a new database of genomic and clinical patient data meant to scale up both the amount of raw data and the number of researchers with access to it. The hope is to identify patterns in how patients with different cancers respond to treatments to tailor future interventions more precisely. The White House moonshot approach to cancer possibly misses a broader point, though, in medical research. And researchers are debating this right now. Cancer doesn't have one cause any more than there is one kind of corrosion for objects exposed to the elements. Whether it's cancer or heart disease or stroke or diabetes, the greatest risk factor is aging. Matt Kaeberlein is co-director of the University of Washington Nathan Schock Center of Excellence in the Basic Biology of Aging.
Over the last couple of decades, we've learned a lot about the molecular processes that drive aging and why those processes lead to increased risk for all of these diseases of aging.
Do you believe our popular notions of disease have kept up with this phenomenon of life expectancy and the ways in which cancer and dementia present themselves, in that we're still thinking about infectious disease and looking for cures and vaccinations, when in fact cancer and other diseases associated with longer lifespans present themselves in fundamentally different ways?
It's definitely true that historically, infectious disease and non-age-related diseases have been the major killers in most parts of the world. And certainly in some parts of the world, that's still true. But as sanitation has improved and antibiotics have become widely available, these people are living longer and these diseases of aging are becoming much more important. And I think that those of us who study the biology of aging really view the path forward more as one of trying to understand what's this relationship between the biology of aging and age-related diseases. Because if we can understand that, we have the potential to actually target those processes and delay the onset and progression of age-related diseases to keep people healthier longer.
Do you think that when you hear a moonshot coming from the White House on the issue of curing cancer, that people are necessarily going to think of another bug hunt where we're looking for a specific virus and therefore then a specific vaccine, et cetera?
Maybe. I think that people who don't understand the biology of cancer often want to link all cancers together as sort of one disease. And the reality is that different forms of cancer in many ways are very different diseases. And so it's certainly not trivial to develop a quote-unquote cure for cancer, right? Because these are many, many different diseases. And even at an individual level, every cancer can be somewhat different.
Is it the case that with cancer, you're talking about the story of cells that grow up and wear out and begin to malfunction? And with dementia, it's brains grow up and through age begin to malfunction? And that's really what's going on here, rather than people getting sick per se from some external factor?
In a general sense, there is some truth to that. So what we know is that there are molecular changes that occur as we get older. This is part of the normal aging process that everybody goes through. And it's those molecular changes that lead to your increased risk for developing dementia or cancer or diabetes or kidney disease. And in fact, if you actually look at the risk associated with these diseases, we know about a lot of risk factors. So aging is really the primary driver of all of these diseases. And it's the molecular processes that we're starting to understand.
Matt Kaeberlein is co-director of the University of Washington Nathan Schock Center of Excellence in the Basic Biology of Aging. Dr. Kaeberlein, thanks so much.
Thank you.
My name is Wes. I'm calling from Oklahoma City. And what worries me most about getting old is my health. I've never had any problems yet. I'm turning 30 this year. But, getting really old has never appealed to me. If you send me out in a memorable fiery explosion of some kind around 70 or 75, I'm sure my family and I will be happier in the long term.
Wes, turning 30. I really feel for you, buddy. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. Comment at facebook.com.